this Eid after Ramadan, after each and every one of us who's done his best. اللهم تقبل صلاتنا ودعاءنا وقيامنا وصيامنا وزكاتنا وركوعنا وسجودنا. All of us have done this. Allah is the only one who knows who are the winners, who are the losers. اللهم اجعلنا كلنا من السعيدين إن شاء الله. May Allah make all of us the winners. None of us is a loser, inshaAllah. InshaAllah, none of us is a loser. All of us are winners. You've done your best. Everyone has done his best up to his capability. And that's what we have been ordered to do. To do our best as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered to do it. This ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us many things. Allah gave us the whole month. He gave you an opportunity to do fasting, to ask Allah for forgiveness, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can. That's the point of behind Ramadan. Ramadan is not about stop and eat, just fasting and stop eating and drinking. Ramadan is mainly about purifying ourselves, remembering and remind us, each and every one of us, who am I? I'm a Muslim. I am the one who witness and believe La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. I am the one who stands and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the one who should actually raise the sha'air Allah. All of these orders, all of these ibadah, all of these worships to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the point behind Ramadan. That's what we have been doing. And that's why you always ask Allah to accept whatever we have done. We don't know who are the winners. We don't know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already accepted you or not. It only depends on your sincerity. We are one ummah. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. That's why we are the best ummah. Not because we are just Muslims. Not we are just being called Muslims. But we are خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. You are us. Ordering and establishing and asking people بالمعروف تأمرون بالمعروف. المعروف is a generic word of everything that has been known and the good action. Everything in good action, everything that we've been asked to do in good manners, that's الأمر بالمعروف. والنهي عن المنكر, everything is bad, wrongdoing, everything is wrong, we've been ordered not to do it. That's why we are خير أمة. That's why we are the best people. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised this point to know this. It's not because you are just a Muslim. If you do these things, al-amr bil-ma'roof, wal-nahi an-munkar, to raise those good doings, and to negate and stop all of these wrongdoings, then you are from these people. خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Brothers and sisters, we have to remind ourselves, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. وَعَلَى رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. This ummah is a one ummah. This ummah is one people. This ummah is one thing. We are not groups. We are believing in لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. That's the main value that we all sharing. This is the main thing that we have to focus on. Don't get yourself in different things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised this point many, many times in Quran. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. التَنَازُعُ. We are getting different opinions and different actions. And everyone wants to do the same in the different things. Why do you want to do this different thing? Just to prove that I am different and everybody has to follow me. It's not the right thing in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. And that's what happened to us. One of the main problems that we have in Islam, التَنَازُعُ. Everyone has his own opinion, and everyone thinks he is right, which is totally the wrong thing. We are ummah wahida, one ummah. Even our scholars, when they have different opinions, they always believe in one principle, all of them. رأي صحيح يحتمل الخطأ. That means my opinion is right, but it's possible to be wrong. There is a possibility to be this. But that doesn't mean I do not respect your opinion. I am respecting your opinion. But I do not have to raise that difference. And that's the main part. And mine is right. And yours is wrong. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام always raised us. أنا دعيم بيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء ولو كان محقا. This is the hadith. أنا دعيم بيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء ولو كان محقا ودعيم بيت في وسط الجنة لمن ترك الكذب ولو كان مزحا ودعيم في بيت في أعلى الجنة لمن حسن خلقه. يعني الله Prophet محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام told us دعيم بيت في ربض الجنة a place around جنة لمن ترك المراء. المراء الجدال arguments.
We just argue for a point, one point, one after the other, without no reason, just to prove I am right and you are wrong. That's totally wrong. Your discussion, your negotiations have to be subjective. If you have a different opinion, you need to explain. But don't drag yourself to a point where you just want to prove you are right. That's not the problem, and that's mirah. So you have a limitation, you have a method, when you have a different opinion. You stop at where you have raised your point. You proved it. You've done your best. However, don't get yourself just to prove you are right. That's mirah. That's mirah, and that's where you start to get the root, to get that deed in this one. And mirah, you drag yourself to the zone of, it's me, I am right, you are wrong. And that's absolutely forbidden. And as the aim of the Rabb of Jannah, لمن ترك المراء ولو كان محقا. Even if you are right, you say your point and keep silent. All our scholars, everyone respect each other. And Imam Al-Shafi'i رضي الله عنه رحمه الله. This man has always a different opinion than Imam Abi Hanifa. Look what happens to him when he was praying in one of the masjid, at either one of the mosques where Abi Hanifa is the Imam. Look how far he respects him. They always have different opinions in some of the rules in Salah. When he got into as an Imam, Imam Shafi'i, in one of the mosques of Imam Abu Hanifa, he exactly led the Salah according exactly as Imam Abu Hanifa's rules. And then the people asked him, how come you're doing exactly the same as Abu Hanifa? He said, Ihtiram Allah, I respect him. So this is, he has a totally different opinion, but because he is just praying in one of Imam Abu Hanifa mosque, he respects his point. And he led the salah, whole salah, according to what Imam Abu Hanifa said. Just respect him. Not because I have a different opinion, then that means I am right, that I am the absolute right. No, I've done my best. This is ijtihad, you've done your best. Always remember, وَلَا تَنَزَعُوا وَلَا تَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ لِيُحُبُّ الجدال بالحسن. الله سبحانه وتعالى قلت ولا تجادلوا أهل الكتاب إلا بالتي هي أحسن. When you discuss, when you have an argument, this is الأحسن, بالتي هي أحسن. Not even good, but it's better. That means you have raised your point. Be soft as much as you can. You don't have to be aggressive. You don't have to be tough with people. Just raise your point softly. You don't have to be aggressive. You're not a winner when you do this. You actually take sins when you do that. You lose the whole point if you are this. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَّاً غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِهِ. If you are that tough, the people will go away from you, Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. And Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, he prayed, he's been extremely soft. That's the point behind it. That's the point. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Prophet Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, told us many, many times, ادعوا ربكم بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. الحكمة, wisdom, والموعظة الحسنة. This is the good preach, the good advice. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do. This is what we have to do as a Muslim. This is what we always remember. We have to remind ourselves with this simple behavior that we have to follow. It's simple things that we just have to change ourselves. That's all what we have to do. If you and I and every one of us have changed, the whole ummah will change. This is what we have to do. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. اليمين والشمال مضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة. عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة. هلك من ادعى وخاض من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولا إله إلا أنت. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر على نعمة الإسلام. الله أكبر على نعمة الإيمان. الله أكبر على نعمة الصلاة. الله أكبر على نعمة الصيام. الله أكبر على نعمة الزكاة. الحمد لله على عطاياك يا كريم. الحمد لله الذي أعطانا الصيام. الحمد لله الذي فرض علينا القيام. الحمد لله الذي فرض علينا الزكاة. الحمد لله على كل عباداتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك على الوجه الذي ترضاه عنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أدخلنا في زمرة عبادك الصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers and sisters, always remember Islam has already mandate a lot of different behavior, a unique behavior upon each and every one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us different mechanism in Quran. Different mechanism to know that do not go each and every one, don't spread out. Don't go each and every one in his group and believe you are the right and everybody is wrong. This is من هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. This is the one اعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى even the order came in plural, not even in single. That means it's upon each and every one of us. اعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Don't spread out. Don't go each and every one in his own group. This is the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is to get this one. Allah orders subhanahu wa ta'ala in this one in groups. That means individually, each and every one of us. It's fard ayn. Fard ayn, that means you individually, you and I individually have to follow this. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in those commandments, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Even those orders have been in groups. أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ, all of you. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, all of you. It's not a single order. It's an order for a group of people. And that's the order is about. It's all of us have to do this. And we have to understand, this good behavior is not a single one person has to do it, and everyone else is not his responsibility. It's your own responsibility that you have to change, and you have to commit to this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this one. Allah, even in this one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, do this in group. Remember, you are in one ummah. What have you done to this ummah? Have you changed yourself? وَلَا تَنَزَعُوا وَتَفْسَلُوا فَتَذْهَبَ لِحُكُمْ. We are people. It's easy for shaitan to get us in groups. التَنَازُع. This is يَنْزَغُ الشَّيْطَان. نَزْغُ الشَّيْطَان وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. It's easy to get to you. To any point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, even when you do your worship, and you have done your fasting, and you have done qiyam, and siyam, and tahajjud, and all of us, you have to be aware of shaitan. After all of that, why? Because this is who shaitan is going to approach him, who is the believer. Who is the one who stands for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, shaitan is doing this. That's his function in life, is to get you to the wrongdoings. And you have to be very aware. Not because you've done this, and that means you don't have to do more. You know, you've done your best. May Allah accept whatever you've done. But that doesn't mean to stop it. Ramadan is an opportunity for us to improve. And one of the, as ulama said, one of the main things in behavior enables you to know how you've been doing good in Ramadan, how you've been doing good after Ramadan. How far you've managed to change yourself to a better person. How far you managed actually to continue praying and to continue siyam, inshaAllah, siyam al-tatawwa, and to do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to do. How far you are stopping to be to abuse the other people. How far you have been doing good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How far you have changed. Are you going to be able to continue to do tahajjud, inshaAllah, every day in the mid, I mean actually, the akhir light, in the end of night, just to do two rak'ah. This is the one, the mark, the usan. You know, this one in the day of judgment, inshaAllah, those people who have been doing tahajjud, just to do in the middle of the night, in the end of the night, that means if 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, just to stand and do two rak'ah. It's very difficult. It is very difficult. And that's the only time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, ينزل الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're asking, who's asking at this time? Who's asking Allah for anything? It's the time when you want Allah to accept something and you ask Allah, that's the time when you go in. آخر الليل. الثلث الأخير من الليل. The last third of night. Are you going to be able to continue that time? It's a challenge for every Muslim to do this one. It's the time when you really prove to Allah, I am sincere. Nobody's witnessing you. It's the only thing that you could do home. Nobody is a witness at that point in time. It's only Allah. Sincerity to Allah is the main point. Sincerity to Allah is the main point. Al-ikhlas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only thing that helps you to do this. If you've done anything, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be extremely difficult, almost impossible to do salat al-tahajjud. Because the main driver behind salat al-tahajjud is actually ikhlas lillah. Sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to do this one unless you are really, really sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will stand in the last night, third night of every day, doing to wudu and zoom to rak'ah. No witness. No one will say to you, great, you've done a good job. No one. It's only Allah. It's only Allah will see you at that point in time. It's only Allah will listen to you at that point in time. No one is doing this. And the only driver to do this one is al-ikhlas lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All your actions has to be cleaned, purified only for Allah. Allahumma raqqib anfusana min al-nifaq wa amalana min al-riya'. Al-nifaq, that means hypocrisy, one of the most dangerous things to us. Really, and it's easy to get inside yourself, very easy. Shaitan has massive amount of capabilities to get it into your body, to get it into your mind. And hypocrisy is one of the main points, actually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ الْمُنَافِقُونَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. The hypocrites are in the bottom level of Jahannam, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. The bottom level, no light, nothing. It's absolute dark. It's absolute. And when Jibreel explained it to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, خَرَّ مُحَمَّدٌ بَاكِيًا. That means Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he actually collapsed crying. When Angel Jibreel came to him and explained to him every part of Jahannam, لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ. It's unbelievable, the description is terrifying description. مَا أَبْكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Make him totally crying when he heard the description. And then the last thing when he asked Jibreel, أَأُمَّةِ جَالَ. That means, will my ummah get into any of these? He said, yes, they will. If they haven't done what the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they haven't done enough, asking Allah for forgiveness, you and I will do mistakes. كُلَّ بْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءُ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. You and I will do the sins, we will do the mistakes. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is not advising, you will not do it, you will not be able not to do it. Shaitan will have its own. You have to understand something. You have in yourself weaknesses, and also Shaitan is using your weaknesses and pushing you. But you have to keep in mind, Shaitan is doing himself the first time. If you continue whatever thing you do, it's not Shaitan anymore. It's you. It's you. And that means you have to understand the difference. When you do something, Shaitan has pushed you to do it, and when you do something continuously doing it, that's not Shaitan. It's you. It's you. And that means you have to be very, very careful. And in nifaq, hypocrisy is one of the main behavior, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, that push you, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, to this level. وَالْرِيَاءِ. That means you just do things for people to give you all thanks. You've been great, you've done this, you've done that. And that's riyaa. That's not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep in mind something. When you do whatever you do, angels are writing your action, but they are not writing your intention. Your intention is only for Allah to know. Whatever you do in your actions is recorded. It's a good actions for you. But your intentions is only for Allah to know. وَيُؤْتَى بِالْعَبْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah ordered a slave in the day of judgment, throw him in Jahannam. And angels will say, Allah, his list of good actions is full. Massive amount of good actions. He said, فَعَلَهَا. And he did this one for the people to say he's taking his part in dunya. He's to say, thank you very much, you've been doing great, you've been doing good. And he may have done that. He's taken that part, but not for Allah. But not for Allah. And this is it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever action has to be purely only for Allah. Do it secretly as far as you can. Those people who get spent for Allah, لا تعلم يمينه فتنفق شماله. That means you spend it totally. No one, your right hand doesn't know what your left hand spend. Nobody knows. It's only Allah to know how much. Always when you do these things for Allah, do it secretly. No publicity in these things. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know, what have you done? What have you said? What actions have you taken? And ikhlas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something that we miss today, to do things only for Allah. Totally. You have to understand something. Shaitan will know your weaknesses. You have somewhere in your mindset is weak. حَسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَسَبُوا. You have to get up and you have to ask ourselves, what am I doing? Am I doing the right thing or am I doing the wrong thing? Don't get to the day of judgment, because that day there's no action. There's no backward. It's one way to go. And now we can fix ourselves. That's the time when you fix ourselves. Our life in this world is actually a transition life. It's transition life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is transition life between two deaths. You're coming from nothing. You're going to go to the Hayat al-Barzakh, which is death. Death, as we call it, is death, but it's a different type of life. You will continue this different type of life until the resurrection comes in. So that life that we are living is just a transitional life. And you have to be careful. Once that life is finished, there is no fix. There is no correction. Whatever you've done, you've done. There is no way back. You cannot return it back again. Time passes. You cannot get back time backward. It goes. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to do. Allah wal asr. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. That's what a Muslim is about. تَوَاصِي بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصِي بِالصَّبْرِ. That means we remind ourselves what's the truth, what's the right thing to do. وَتَوَاصِي بِالصَّبْرِ. We remind ourselves, actually, patience. We always remind ourselves with these good things. This is the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to do. We have to stick to the group of Muslims. We have to stay with them to enable you to raise your religion. Who I always remember, who am I? I am a Muslim. I am a Muslim. And remember, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَكِنْ تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. That's our life. We are dying. We are the people just walking. We always remember that. I am a dead person walking. A walking dead body. Because I will die sometime. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَكِنْ تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ. Brothers and sisters, I'm raising these points and I will continue raising it. And I will continue remind ourselves and remind myself. Because as far as you, I'm reminding everybody, I'm always reminding myself. Because we always have to remind ourselves. Each and every one of us. That's the function. It's not me to say it and you do it. It's me to say it and do it. And you also say it to anyone else. That's our ummah. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت الناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. Remind ourselves, brothers and sisters, what are the good actions that we have to do? What are the bad wrongdoings that we should not do? We should always remind ourselves for all of this time. Brothers and sisters, الجنة انتظارك وانتظاري. الجنة is waiting for you and I. Our place is not here. Our place is in Jannah. Our place is in Jannah. That's our place. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from this mud and created and actually a living earth. But that's not your house. That's not. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this our house where we are going to stay inshaAllah forever is Jannah. Look at the good, bright side of this one. Whatever you are going through, bad circumstances, whatever we are as a Muslim suffering, yes, but what is the end? Al-Jannah. Al-Ihtisab عند Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be patient and you have to look at the bright side. Don't just do bad things and whatever happens, wrong things happen in this world and whatever happens that makes you disturb. No. Your place is in Jannah, is waiting for you and I. Inshallah, in the day of judgment, each and every one of us, before you go to your place in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you your place in Jahannam. Each and every one of us has a place in Jannah and a place in Jahannam. You select what you want. You will see your place in Jahannam and that's even before you get into Jannah. Just to make you extremely happy, I'm not going to go to this place. Look at this, just to see how bad is my place in Jahannam and A'udhu Billah, and Allah will not get me to this. Allah will take you to a different place. And it's the other way around. It's kafir wa A'udhu Billah. Allah will show him where is your place in Jannah. And he regrets because I'm not going to get this place. I'm not going to get another place in Jahannam and A'udhu Billah. Jannah is waiting for each and every one of us. It's your decision. Do I deserve to take it or not? And that's up to you. You and I have to look at the bright side of life. Don't despair. Never ever despair. Always do whatever you can do. اتقوا الله ما استطعتم. The best of your capabilities. This is what you have to do. Do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. If you can't, you can't. If you can't, you can't. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. You have to be patient and you have to be persistent. Do whatever you can do. If you can't, you can't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala غفور الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد في الأولين والآخرين. اللهم صل على محمد في كل وقت وحين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد من ما بين السماوات والأرض. وصل على سيدنا محمد عبد خلقك في السماوات والأرض. وصل على سيدنا محمد من ما يرضيك. اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت، ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا يليق بجلالك وعظمتك، ولك الحمد حمد الشاكرين العارفين بنعمتك، ولك الحمد كما نقول وخيرا مما نقول. اللهم لك الحمد كما تحب وترضى. اللهم لك الحمد في الأولى والآخرة. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا تغفر لنا به الذنوب، ولك الحمد حمدا تستر لنا به العيوب. اللهم إنا نستهديك أولادنا فاهديهم يا رب. اللهم إنا نستهديك أولادنا فاهديهم يا رب. اللهم إنا نستهديك أولادنا فاهديهم يا رب. اللهم إنا نسترضيك أولادنا فربيهم يا رب. اللهم إنا نسترضيك أولادنا فربيهم يا الله. اللهم إنا نسترضيك أولادنا فاسترضيهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نستحفظك أولادنا فاحفظهم يا رب. اللهم إنا نستحفظك أولادنا فاحفظهم يا رب. اللهم إنا نستحفظك أولادنا فاحفظهم يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنا عبيدك بنو عبيدك بنو إمائك، نوصينا بيدك، ماض فينا حكمك، عدل فينا قضاءك. نسألك اللهم بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك، أو أنزلته في كتابك، أو علمته أحدا من خلقك، أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب علمك، أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا ودهاء همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن شاهدا لنا لا علينا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن شاهدا لنا لا علينا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن شاهدا لنا يا علينا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ذنوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل صلاتنا، وتقبل دعاءنا، وتقبل صيامنا، وتقبل ركوعنا، وتقبل سجودنا، وتقبل تهجدنا، وتقبل زكاتنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنا عبدناك واستطعنا يا رب، فإن قصرنا فأنت أرحم بنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنا عبدناك واستطعنا يا أرحم الراحمين، فإن قصرنا في عبادتك فارحمنا وأنت أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنك أعلم ببعضنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنك أعلم ببعضنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنا وقفنا على بابك مستغفرين متذللين، فلا تردنا مخذولين يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنا وقفنا على بابك مستغفرين متذللين، فلا تردنا مخذولين وأنت أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا وقفنا على ذلك مستغفرين متذللين، فلا تردنا مكسورين يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم لا ندعو إلا لذلك. اللهم لا ندعو إلا لذلك. اللهم لا ندعو إلا لذلك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نعصيك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نعصيك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نغضبك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعفو عنا يا رب. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعفو عنا يا رب. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعفو عنا يا رب. اللهم عفو عنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم عفو عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عفو عنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعل هذا جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ضالا ولا محروما يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم شفع المحسنين منا في المسيئين يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم شفع المحسنين منا في المسيئين يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم شفع المحسنين منا في المسيئين يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم لا تجعل فينا ضالا ولا محروما يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اقض عنا الدين يا أرحم الراحمين. لا تجعل لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، لا تجعل لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، لا تجعل لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا ضالا إلا هديته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا هما إلا فرجته. اللهم فرجنا لهم يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اقض عنا الدين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا دعوناك كما أمرتنا فاستجب لنا كما وعدتنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنا دعوناك كما أمرتنا فاستجب لنا كما وعدتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم آخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم وصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ذنوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.